In recent years, there's been a spotlight on fatal shootings of unarmed black men by police nationwide. And you'd think all that attention might give efforts to police the police a good chance of passing in Sacramento. But as Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk reports, that's not the case.
California voters have embraced sweeping criminal justice reforms in recent years, rolling back harsh sentencing laws like three strikes and legalizing marijuana, mostly over the objections of law enforcement. But in the state capitol, lawmakers haven't been as willing to buck police groups, says Natasha Minsker, a lobbyist for the ACLU of Northern California. Take two bills her group supported this year. One would have required the attorney general to study officer-involved shootings. The other would have established statewide standards for how police departments handle body camera footage. Both were opposed by police groups. Both died recently.
And I think that the problem is still the way the power structure is set up here in Sacramento. There's a lot of power in the hands of law enforcement associations and law enforcement unions, and it's very hard for community groups to have their voice heard.
Police groups say the ACLU has plenty of power. Randy Perry, who lobbies for PORAC, a statewide police association representing 70,000 officers, says legislation pushed by police hasn't fared any better. His group wrote a bill this year to create mediation programs for complaints of police bias. It also died in the legislature.
Nothing's getting through. Is the answer maybe we all need to get together and fix it together? Probably is the answer.
But with the legislative session ending this week, the status quo will have to do for now. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.